Views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the host and may not necessarily be the views or opinions of this station, its management, sponsors, or staff. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to the Mitch Hanks Show, originating four blocks from Wisconsin's capital. Mitch is the radio voice of uncommon sense. All sides of an argument are welcome here. Just be prepared to make one, as Mitch argues for truth, not victory. Politics, lifestyle, pop culture are all on the table. So get ready to participate on The Mitch Hanks Show.
All right, Dave from Monona, if you're out there, just call me back. We'll talk. I didn't want to lose you. Lose you on the phone. But these things happen. Ed Garvey, a lifelong civil rights advocate, progressive activist, lawyer, great golfer, by the way, and funny man. And a friend of mine died earlier this week, a Tuesday. He was 76, much too young, had Parkinson's, I know. But here is we found some stuff. Ed was interviewed on Milwaukee Public Television in 2010. And Ed is always funny, always witty. And we'll just roll some of that and the preview going in.
He was active in the civil rights movement in the 1960s, so it's natural that attorney Ed Garvey's law firm includes civil rights among cases handled today. His early legal experience in labor law led Ed Garvey to the National Football League Players Association. Ed was the executive director of the Players Union from 1971 to 1983, when he was succeeded by Gene Upshaw. After 2 years as Wisconsin's deputy attorney general, Ed turned to politics. He was the Democratic nominee for the U.S. Senate in 1986, and in 1998, he ran for governor. In addition to his law practice, Ed Garvey is also the editor and publisher of FightingBob.com. The online opinion magazine is named in honor of Fighting Bob La Follette, a Wisconsin progressive. Garvey is also involved with Fighting Bob Fest. Held annually since 2002, the event features progressive activists, authors, and politicians. The gathering is held at the Sauk County Fairgrounds in Baraboo.
How did a nice kid from Burlington, Wisconsin become a political agitator?
I think Burlington wanted to get rid of me. Quite honestly, I think what happened to me in Burlington was that we had a student government that I wanted to head, which I did, and we started having arguments right away as to disciplinary problems. We thought the students should take care of it in the student court, and the faculty naturally thought that they should take care of it. But going to the University of Wisconsin and Madison changed my life completely, because you go from a town of 5,000 people at that time to a university campus of 50,000 or 40,000, and you're bound to see a whole range of things in society you never knew existed.
Were your folks political?
My dad was reasonably political until he bought a drugstore in Burlington. Then he said, you know, don't talk politics here because we're trying to sell people vitamins.
Exactly. No, so, okay, why didn't you follow in his footsteps?
Well, I assumed when I asked him if he wanted me to, he said, no, absolutely not.
Really?
I assumed he thought I could not pass chemistry. But I asked him, he said, no, by the time you're my age, the big boys will control everything. He said, Walgreens will control all aspects of the drug industry. So he was looking down the road, seeing what's actually happened, and that is that the big stores are knocking the small independent pharmacists out of business.
He was right.
He was absolutely right.
May have taken longer than he expected. But...
And he told me to stay out of politics. Oh, so I was right about that, too, given my record.
You got involved with the Student Nonviolent
Coordinating
Committee, right. SNCC. How did that come about?
Well, I was elected president of the National Student Association. They had their Congress in Madison, Wisconsin, the year I graduated from as an undergraduate. And as such, became an automatic board member of the SNCC, which was, I think, 2 years old at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I flew down to Jackson, Mississippi for my first meeting and my first sit-in, because I didn't realize it was going to be a sit-in when I flew into Jackson. But the police told us about halfway through the meeting that any whites who crossed the street and went into the black restaurant would be arrested. And so we had to debate what to do. If you're 21, you think, can the movement exist without me out there or not?
Yes.
And we decided to just go ahead and test it. So we walked past those police dogs, and I've never looked at a German Shepherd the same way again.
Tell me what the feeling was like when here you're a kid from Burlington, from Madison, and now you're in Mississippi. That was a whole different world in those years.
Well, it really was, and it was the National Student Association that sort of primed me for it. I remember, I think the first time I went to an NSA Congress was in Champaign-Urbana, and we were waiting in line for lunch, and I said to this black person next to me, I said, I've never met a person of color. Could we have lunch together? He said, oh, absolutely, and I'm going to teach you a lot. But just thinking through the issues from the perspective of somebody growing up in Burlington, where it's all white, mm-hmm. there was if not a mandate, an understanding that blacks had to be out of town by sundown. They had no place to stay if they wanted to stay over. In all the years I worked at my dad's drugstore, I don't think I ever saw a black person come into the drugstore. So it was a totally segregated society. And to go into the South and see the police dogs and other scary tactics being used was quite a wake-up call.
Did you see violence?
Didn't see any violence there at all. I mean, what we were not arrested, by the way, for some strange reason. We were not. I was, to tell you the truth, I was very pleased about that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say very disappointed.
No, we walked across singing, "We are not afraid," and of course we were scared to death.
I was going to ask you if you were scared.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we were 21 years old, down at in the middle of Jackson, Mississippi. Not exactly. I mean, this is 5 years, 6 years before Mississippi burning. So these were tough times down there. And, you know, various people who were involved with SNCC were arrested at that meeting and beyond just for attending a meeting with the blacks and whites together.
That was Stokely Carmichael's group, wasn't it?
Eventually, that's yeah. right. John Lewis was the head of SNCC when okay. I was there.
And Carmichael certainly was, the nonviolent got to be kind of a laugh line.
Well, yeah, Stokely sure took it to another level. And he also, at that point, made it pretty clear that whites were not welcomed in the movement. Mm. He thought it should be a separate black-white distinction.
How did you feel about that?
Well, you know, you never know what you're doing when you're facing it for the first time. And so for the first time, you're listening to young blacks say that they want to have the organization to themselves. On the one hand, you're disappointed. On the other hand, you think, well, maybe this is time. Maybe it's the best way to do it.
Hmm. Weren't you also in the military? Weren't you ROTC?
Yes, I was. We had, at that time, if you were a young man going to the University of Wisconsin in Madison, it was a requirement that you be part of ROTC.
Oh, really?
And then you would, after 2 years, you'd have a choice of staying in the program to get your, not when you get your degree, you would also get a commission in the Army or Navy or whichever mm-hmm. branch. We spent a good deal of time with Bill Steiger, who was later to be a Republican congressman, and others trying to convince the university that it should be a voluntary program instead of a mandatory program. And believe it or not, we were successful in getting the Faculty Senate, ultimately the Board of Regents and the legislature to turn it into a voluntary program rather than a mandatory program.
Which now we don't even blink at, but that was momentous at the time.
Oh, at that time it was quite remarkable. So we're talking about 1960-61. I decided to go ahead and go through the advanced program anyway and get my degree and at the same time get a commission. There was a six-month program where you'd go 6 months active duty and then 6 years or 7 years on reserve. Mm-hmm. So I was pretty excited about that until I was in a meeting and they said that President Kennedy had just canceled the six-month program. It's now 2 years.
Welcome to the Army.
So suddenly, yeah, I said, could I make a comment? No.
No. What did you think about that?
Well, you know, there was such a different ethic at that time. I mean, I grew up in a family where it was sort of expected that all the males would somehow serve in the service. The only question was how you were going to get there. So whether it was going to be through ROTC or an officer's basic or the draft or just signing up. So it really wasn't that shocking. I mean, it set everything back a couple of years.
Yeah, but nonetheless, it was a surprise.
It was a surprise. It was indeed a surprise. But nobody complained, to be honest with you. Because that was the Berlin crisis, and there was a sense that we were doing something important.
Ed Garvey, and I'd quote Garson Kanin often, who's a famous screenwriter, and he said that no one's indispensable. I mean, life goes on. I mean, no one's really indispensable, but there are a few people who come along once in a while who are irreplaceable. And Ed Garvey is irreplaceable. May you rest in peace, my good friend. We'll come back. Soul Mama on another gem who passed recently, Clyde Stubblefield, coming up. Mitch Hanks Show at MadisonTalks.com.
Mitch Hank for Atterbury Cameron Haig.
I'm proud to be sitting next to senior partner and a man who's been voted Wisconsin's super lawyer multiple times, Eric Haig. How big or how small a case will you take on?
I've helped all sorts of people over the years, from very small cases up to multi-million dollar cases. We do try to be selective in the cases that we handle as a matter of economics and devoting the proper time that I can to a case. We do advise some people that if their case is small enough, they may be better off handling it themselves. Not everyone needs a lawyer. Sometimes it's not in their best interest to have a lawyer, and I've told many people over the years that your case is of modest enough value that I think you're better off handling this yourself. So it's only when we think we can make a meaningful difference in the outcome for them that we're willing to accept their case.
So when you need a lawyer, do what I did. Call Atterbury Cameron Haig and reach him at yourwisconsininjurylawyers.com. That's yourwisconsininjurylawyers.com.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com, looking for your creative commentary. We'd like to remind you that every day right here, 11 to noon, right after the Mitch Hanks Show, we present Wide World of Radio. I'm your host, Bob Abella, and I pay tribute to the stars of radio's golden age. Today, it's another crime for Mr. Collins, as narrator Gail Collins gives an account of her husband's crime-solving escapades. First, Greg Collins takes on a curvy client in The Adventure of the Pink Lady. Then, he becomes sheriff for a day in Rockabye Murder. Don't miss Wide World of Radio right after the Mitch Hanks Show, today, 11 to noon.
Talk radio will never be the same. The uncommon sense of Mitch Hanks has been unleashed worldwide. This is the all-new Mitch Hanks Show.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
If you operate a business, you know there is no one-size-fits-all solution for today's technology challenges. MadisonGeeks.com plans, services, and installs technologies for small and medium businesses like network systems, servers, firewalls, wireless access points, telecommunications, security, remote service options, and business productivity solutions. MadisonGeeks.com is your IT staff. They take time to sit down to discuss your needs and present cost-effective solutions. With a Better Business Bureau A-plus rating, they are your trusted IT outsource partner. Expect less downtime. Faster resolutions lead to more productivity. Fewer day-to-day issues. Their proactive maintenance helps prevent issues from occurring. MadisonGeeks.com also offers computer and laptop service and repair. Madison Geeks are there to help. They're known for their candid, friendly approach and reliable, ready response. Check them out online at MadisonGeeks.com.
Welcome back to the Mitch Hanks Show. Mitch seeks the truth by inviting all sides of the issue. Thanks for listening to the Mitch Hanks Show.
Soul Mama, Carolyn Schwartz, who has a podcast also on MadisonTalks.com. So many good podcasts. I wish you would check it out. Just listen away. Carolyn's a progressive activist, musician, and she did a special podcast honoring the late, great Clyde Stubblefield this week, and take a listen.
Today's edition of Soul Mama Says is dedicated to our dear friend Clyde Stubblefield, who, if you don't know, we lost over the weekend. Very sad. He was 73 years old, and he had been struggling with end-stage renal disease, kidney disease, for 8 years, and been on dialysis for a long time.
You'd never know if you just met him on the street or in a bar,
though. No. And eventually, it was too much for his body, and he died on Saturday with his wife Jody by his side, and it's terrible. It's really, really terribly sad. We have a Funky Monday coming up next Monday that I was really looking forward to playing with Clyde, because he hadn't been at the January show. He had been in L.A. Being honored by the Guitar Center Rock Walk. His imprints are there. And I want to go see it when I'm there next month, to see if the imprint of his hand shows his thumb or not. You know, because he was missing his thumb and part of his forefinger.
Kitchen accident.
From a kitchen accident. So Clyde was a good friend of mine. And I had been honored and blessed to be able to play with him and sing on stage with him in so many different places and stages of my life. I was pregnant with both my boys on stage with Clyde. They say that when your children are born, they recognize your voices. Well, mine recognizes Clyde's beat. Exactly. So today, rather than being all mournful and sad, we're going to tell our stories of how we met Clyde. And I see that we have a caller.
The mighty Joe White
is on the line. Oh, that is awesome. You know what? I'm going to turn the volume up on my computer here so I can get the Facebook Live crowd to hear what's going on, if that's going to work. Let's see. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I've been better.
Nice to hear from you, Joe.
Nice to hear from you, Joe. So you got a How I Met Clyde story you want to tell?
You know I have a How I Met Clyde story.
Let's hear it.
You know, so I guess the first time I met Clyde, I was probably like 13 years old.
Mm, okay. And how old are you now, for reference?
Me now? For all the fans, don't tell anyone else. I'm 43.
Okay. You're young. I'm older than you. Okay. Yeah. Keep going.
But it was my mother at that point who I think knew Clyde and both Roscoe Mitchell.
Uh-huh.
And like a lot of those people back then. And I was just beginning drumming and was at university. And I had Professor Jim Latimer as my percussion teacher there. Mm-hmm. And my mother wanted me, though, to, get sort of the real deal sort of drumming. So at that age, took me out to Black Earth to one of Clyde's gigs. And he was doing, it was like a country western shuffle thing that he was doing at the gig. And I made it at that age to the end of the gig to like, you know, late night, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Or something like that. And that was my very first Clyde lesson.
Wow.
Basically when he was tearing down his drums at the end of that gig. And remember getting up there expecting to learn some funky drumming, you know, and then what he actually taught me was the country western shuffle that he was doing.
Yeah.
Really in the lesson, and he looks over at me and says, you know, if you expect to play the funky drummer thing, you might not get any work. He said you got to be versatile as a drummer. Okay, and versatility is the key.
That is so true.
That was my first lesson from him, which was like a shocker when I was 13 years old, you know. But it really changed my perspective on the way that I play, the way that I was playing, my direction. Okay, and you know, why I am where I am right now is a lot from that conversation, very first conversation that I had with that guy.
That,
you know,
that is fantastic. Those are some wise words to a 13-year-old.
All right, well, that was Carolyn Schwartz, Soul Mama. It's a great, heartfelt tribute to Clyde Stubblefield. And speaking of music, Cody Finer from the Soggy Prairie Boys is here in studio. Hello, sir.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, I think you've been on more than, you might have one more appearance than anybody else. You know, it's close, but.
I'm like the Steve Martin of this show.
Steve Martin, James Coco, there's a name right there from the past. But because your music is uplifting, always puts me in a better mood. That's why we write you back.
We all need that in our lives.
I know. Would you describe it just as bluegrass or just a wider genre?
Yeah, bluegrass folk. Bluegrass. Traditional, old-timey Americana roots music.
Bluegrass folk Americana. I like that, bluegrass folk Americana. It's kind of a broader scope, which is good. Although you may slip in some Lawrence Welk. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
We definitely don't.
No, it's a joke.
We don't have a bubble machine here.
Well, that's right. See, I'm trying to say I'm just kidding because it ruins the impact of whatever. But see, people don't get the joke. You know, I'll say outrageous and sarcastic, snarky
things.
That's
their problem.
Nobody gets it. I'm having trouble with that. You know, you pause for 3 seconds. What? What? We'll come back with Cody Finer. As long as he stays, I'll make him mad in a moment on the Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com.
When it comes to telephone on-hold advertising, some commonly asked questions are, why do we need an on-hold message? How do we write a script? How long should the message be? How does the message get played? How much does it cost? I'm Bob of Abella Creative Services, and a telephone on-hold message speaks directly to your target audience while they're on hold with your company. Continuously advertises only your business without the clutter of competitive ads and for just a fraction of conventional advertising costs. At Bob Abella Creative Services, we'll help you draft a well-written script, provide the appropriate announcer, music, or sound effects, and the studio time and expertise to put it all together. We'll also provide you with any special equipment you might need to play your on-hold message. Even though we probably have more experience than most other on-hold message companies, we'll cost you less. Let Bobabella Creative Services stretch your advertising dollar with an on-hold message that provides your customers with real, actionable solutions to their problems. Bobabella Creative Services gets results. Just send us an email at bacsgetsresults@gmail.com. That's bacsgetsresults@gmail.com. MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com. Looking for your creative commentary.
New Mitch Hanks Show would like to thank our sponsors. We're grateful for their support of the all-new Mitch Hanks Show.
Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. So we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. It can be a dangerous world out there. Vaccine safety rumors brought polio back to Africa. Children in Europe and here in America are once again suffering from measles. Don't let misinformation about vaccines put our children at risk. Protect your family from preventable diseases. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Vaccines save lives. Thank you.
This message is brought to you by Every Child by Two and the American Academy of Pediatrics. For more information, log on to vaccinateyourbaby.org or aap.org.
My sister Katie and I love to shop.
Well, mostly window shop.
She means we're thorough.
She means we're bargain hunters.
Exactly.
But my sister Kelly showed me an article that made me change. a really bad habit, just wanting us to do what's right. You see, at one time, I just couldn't stay away from those bargain knockoffs. You know, the handbags and scarves sold on the street.
Counterfeit merchandise?
Ooh, you make it sound so illegal.
Well, it is stealing.
Ouch. I wouldn't steal. I didn't realize that this sort of stealing can lead to more Americans losing their jobs.
So, no more buying fakes and knockoffs, right?
Right. Just honest bargain hunting.
Now you're talking.
Remember, counterfeits hurt, but you have the power to stop them. To learn more, go to www.ncpc.org/get real. That's ncpc.org/get real. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, U.S. Department of Justice.
It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan. We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
I had no idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids occupied.
Our son, but there was no reception. Everything was down.
I felt like we handled everything very well.
I had to try and stay calm.
The whole experience was fine.
It was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
It was kind of like a little family adventure.
Mother hopes will never happen to her.
I remember the relief of being together.
He was out there all alone.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead. Some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Mitch Hanks Show, originating four blocks from Wisconsin's capital. Mitch is the radio voice of uncommon sense. All sides of an argument are welcome here. Just be prepared to make one, as Mitch argues for truth, not victory. Politics, lifestyle, pop culture are all on the table. So get ready to participate on the Mitch Hanks Show.
Welcome back to MadisonTalks.com, where you could have your own show, your own podcast. We have a nice little studio here. Nobody's going to bite you. And you can speak to the world because we're live on the World Wide Web, so you could hear us in Zimbabwe or Norway. Now, granted, a lot of people in those countries don't know we're on, but they could hear us. They knew that. We're trying to get more listeners in Sauk City before we do that. But Cody Finer is here, the Soggy Prairie Boys. Sun Prairie native? Or,
absolutely, yes. You know.
And that changes you when you come into life and grow up in Sun Prairie, doesn't it? There's some world perspective that others don't have.
Well, it definitely did growing up there in the 80s and 90s before, you know, before Costco and Woodman's came in. But it's interesting how agrarian and rural Sun Prairie really used to be. You know, I have some friends that grew up in the 70s and 80s in Madison, and they joke about how when they played, you know, Sun Prairie and high school sports and stuff, those were the farm kids, you know, and they always lost to the farm kids because the Sun Prairie kids were out, you know, throwing around hay bales and working with cattle. And, you know, then when it came to, you know, the wrestling team or football or something, it was a pretty good switch over there. Yeah. So it's really remarkable what's happened to Sun Prairie just in the last 20 years.
So suburban sprawl has
absolutely
changed the face of Sun Prairie.
It has. It's, you know, become the east side of Madison, and there's a lot of good things that come with that. But it is. It's different. I think it's important to remember.
And you grew up on a farm yourself, right?
I did not grow up on a farm, no. But I grew up farm adjacent. And then in high school got involved with the Future Farmers of America, which it's National FFA Week. Sure, you haven't mentioned that on the show yet.
I knew that was the case.
Right?
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, and that's a great organization, still is a great organization. Gosh, one of our presidents, who was it? I want to say probably Jimmy Carter, was an FFA member and talked about that.
Jimmy Carter.
I believe.
I'm sure he was a proud member and, you know.
Right.
Did it proud.
Yeah.
All those suits, those lobbyists were so mean to him. There. Poor Jimmy.
Yeah.
He's farming peanuts.
Well, that's right. Peanut farm. Jimmy Carter, I'm a peanut farmer from Georgia. I'm older than you, I think.
A little bit.
And I remember the whole thing. And it's like, I remember the dynamic. He hasn't said a thing yet. He was like 6 months. He didn't have to.
Right.
He's won without saying anything.
Right.
So why would you say something?
Right. Well, what's that old adage? You know, better to keep your mouth shut and be called a fool than to open your mouth and confirm
prove it.
I think.
But how would that be hold water with our current regime? I don't know.
I'm here to play songs.
I know, I think we're getting into
the woods.
Sorry. I'm just, it's a joke, folks. Trumpites, I'm just having fun. It's Friday. Anyway, so you play, again, before the break, you were saying bluegrass, folk, Americana. So give me how this whole thing evolved. And,
yeah, so it started, I started taking guitar lessons, and the gentleman I was taking guitar lessons from was a big fan of the 70s singer-songwriter era. So it was the John Denver, the James Taylor, Jim Croce. I'm actually going to play a John Denver song for you today because,
cool.
Like you said, I've been on here a bunch of times, and I'm exhausting the songs. I don't want to do any repeats, you know, so
no,
I'm thinking, what have I not played yet?
Don't worry about it.
I'm sort of personally working on a John Denver tribute album.
Wow.
This year, this October, marks 20 years since he flew his experimental aircraft into Monterey Bay in California. So I figure it's a good milestone to kind of release a tribute album to his music because it was pretty influential for me.
You have that pure tenor voice, which is maybe jealous. Tenors have more fun.
We always do.
Which he had, obviously.
He had too much fun.
There's no high note you can't hit, I don't think. You know,
there are some, I haven't found one yet, but maybe someday I'll find one.
Yeah, wow. All right, well, you know, you want to roll with the song here?
Yeah, this is, John Denver released this in the 70s. It's a song called This Old Guitar.
Fantastic.
Cody Fighter.
This old guitar taught me to sing a love song, taught me how to laugh, how to cry. Introducing me to some friends of mine and brightened up some days. Helped me make it through some lonely nights. Whoa, what a friend to have on a cold and lonely old guitar gave me my lovely lady. It opened up her eyes and ears to me. Brought us close together, and I guess it broke her heart. It opened up a place for us to be. What a lovely place, a lovely space to be. Soul guitar gave me my life, my living, and all the things you know I love to do. To serenade the stars that shine from a sunny mountainside, and most of all to sing my songs for you. I love to sing my songs for you. Yes, I do. I love to sing my songs for you.
Cody Fighter, that is so beautiful, doing a John Denver cover. I think you did that as well or better than John. I mean, it was
thank you very much.
Fantastic. I like it when the singer, the artist, closes his or her eyes when they, and you had your soul was on display there.
You know, I never really thought of that much until recently. You know, it's I kind of just put everything into it, and you know, just kind of forget everything else, and really the music is what matters, and I think it is. We were talking during the break. It's kind of an escape, you know, from
I
everything
think
else.
So. And in your case, very necessary.
No. Yeah. Indeed.
But it serves its valuable purpose. That was beautiful. It really was.
Thank you very much.
Makes me miss John Denver. I will say this, though. Kind of a funny story. I used to live in South Bend 30 years ago, and my boss, who was white, we lived in our building was in a neighborhood that was probably half and half black and white. And there were some crime stats that were prevalent in that area. And one time his car was broken into, and this gentleman who happened to be black took his cassette deck, and all, but he left the John Denver tape.
He left the John Denver tape,
which we joked about, but the guy whose car didn't think it was funny.
What a gentleman.
The Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com.
At Troy Research, we understand that success is determined by your customers. To realize the greatest success possible, you need to understand what they want and why. Your customers have opinions to share with you. As researchers, our assignment is to gather those opinions, illuminate the issues, and shed the light of understanding on decision-making. Where can good research take your business? Call or email to talk about it. Troy Research at 608-271-8884 or email jlittle@troyresearch.com.
Joe here from Comedy on State. Looking for something to do for your girl's bachelorette party? Trust me, we can take care of that for you. Come to Comedy on State. It's so easy. You can go to madisoncomedy.com. You can purchase your tickets right from the website. You don't even have to talk to anybody over the phone if you're a weird person. Let's be honest, you're probably a weirdo. You're listening to Mitch.
For a list of upcoming Comedy Club performers or to purchase tickets, go to madisoncomedyclub.com and click shows. Performer bios are available by clicking on their pictures.
That's Comedy on State, madisoncomedy.com or 256-0099.
Mitch Hank for Atterbury, Cameron, Haig.
I'm proud to be sitting next to senior partner and a man who's been voted Wisconsin's super lawyer multiple times, Eric Haig. What do you say to people who feel guilty about hiring a lawyer when they're injured or harmed by a company?
Well, there's a stigma that's been developed over the years where people are made to feel guilty about bringing a claim because of injuries. I have yet to meet a person or take on a client who woke up in the morning and said, geez, I'm going to go out and I hope I get in an accident today so I can make some money. People come in because they genuinely need help, and they're overmatched against a large insurance company. So we try to get them fair compensation and understand that it's probably a time that's very traumatic for them. They need someone on their side to guide them through the process that they're unfamiliar with.
So when you need a lawyer, do what I did. Call Atterbury, Cameron, Haig and reach them at yourwisconsininjurylawyers.com. That's yourwisconsininjurylawyers.com.
This is the all-new Mitch Hanks Show.
Are you a veteran returning from Afghanistan or Iraq and struggling with significant readjustment issues? If you're dealing with the effects of trauma or alcohol or drug abuse, facing marriage difficulties, or wanting to rebuild ties with your children, Peninsula Counseling Center can help and can restore hope to your life. Associate Director Lois Goldsmith.
Our programs have proven to make a significant difference in restoring new meaning and satisfaction in their lives.
Counselors use a remarkable therapy called EMDR that has been demonstrated to be an effective and rapid means for healing post-traumatic stress disorder.
Research indicates that the use of this specialized treatment technique can help those suffering experience significant relief in a relatively short period of time.
Call them at 516-569-6600 to schedule an appointment. If you're not covered by insurance, services will be free.
Welcome back to the Mitch Hanks Show. Mitch seeks the truth by inviting all sides of the issue. Thanks for listening to The Mitch Hanks Show.
Cody Finer, Soggy Prairie Boys, folk, bluegrass, Americana music is just fantastic. And you've got some amazing news about your music and the schools in Sun Prairie. What about that?
Yeah, so we're working with the high school and middle school choirs in Sun Prairie. They actually wrote a grant to the Sun Prairie Educational Foundation to have us basically come in and work with all six of their choirs, middle and high school, and teach them our music, teach them about the music, and kind of about the, like we talked about, the early beginnings of Sun Prairie when it was much more rural. And, you know, our music really really lends itself to a lot of that. I mean, we started the band out on the farm, which is still there, you know, and I think a lot of the kids going to that big, beautiful, brand new high school in Sun Prairie don't really know the roots of where this community came from. There was one point in one of the groups, the teachers asked how many of the kids, you know, probably 50, 60 kids, had a direct tie to either a grandparent or, you know, an uncle, someone that was a farmer that worked in farming, and there were about three or four kids in a class of 50 that raised their hands. So it's really important that through music it's a lot more fun to learn history through music than to, you know, sit in a history class or something. So
unless you're a geek like me.
But we're talking 14-year-old kids here.
We're talking about normal people, kids.
Right.
Well, you know, that school, I think at one point was the most expensive new high school in the state. Somebody said $100 million. So I go to the regional or sectional basketball. It was a Sun Prairie and Memorial at one point, and it was sold out. There was no seat. I had to sit on the floor, Indian style. And I said, $100 million for a school? You can't even find enough seats. And this administrator guy says, well, that would have been another million.
It's a beautiful high school, and I don't know if you've been in the Performing Arts Center, but it really is a great thing that they did for the community. Maybe in the balcony, but
we're not in Indiana anymore,
right?
So, it's a great story, and good luck with that.
Thank you.
So, I'm just mesmerized by that last song, but you know, we've got time for one more.
Sure, I'm going to do. You talked about our influences earlier. Probably a tie between John Denver and the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, who I saw is just releasing a greatest hits or a best of or something. I just saw that.
Oh, fantastic.
And, this is one of my favorite, it's more obscure, but it's one of my favorite Dirt Band songs. It's kind of an ode to the farmers and those people that actually work the land.
Title?
It's called Mother Earth.
Ah, can't beat that.
I know, right?
Cody Finer, Mother Earth. Leave the father out. It's, you know, that kind of...
Mother Earth lives on the ocean. Mother Earth sails on the sea. I am blessed with her devotion. Mother Earth provides for me. When the grasslands crave for water and the harvest needs sunlight, these are times when I am helpless. Mother Earth makes all things right. Green trees grow on a mountaintop. Birds still sing when the morning comes. Though I treat her carelessly, Mother Earth still cares for me. Mother Earth provides for me. I am going on a journey, and I pray all things end well. Mother Earth looks after me, oh, I will follow faithfully. Green trees grow on a mountaintop. Birds still sing when the morning comes. Though I treat her carelessly, Mother Earth still cares for me. Mother Earth provides for me. My Mother Earth provides for me. I will follow faithfully.
Cody Finer, Mother Earth, that is fantastic, beautiful stuff. So you just keep rocking and rolling. Now you're going to bring the kids into it. And so what's been happening on the gig front here of late? You got more gigs coming
up? We're staying busy. We're playing tonight at Mr. Brew's over on the east side, on High Crossing Boulevard. We play every fourth Friday out there, so tonight at 8:30. Tomorrow we're going back to Verona. There's a coffee shop called Tuvalu Coffee Shop right on Main Street, right next to Miller's.
Yeah.
And it's their fifth year anniversary. So we're going to be playing for their five-year anniversary celebration. You might slide over at Miller's
and get about 12 donuts.
Yeah, right.
I know that's a high-priority item. But
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have a nice little, as much as we love Sun Prairie, and we have a nice little thing going in Verona, right on Main Street. We play at the Hop House, which is a great little brewery. And then at Tuvalu and at the wine bar, Toot and Kate's, which I just saw was in their first year, the number three wine bar in Madison, and Madison's best.
Now, is that hometown USA? Or because I know Middleton is a good neighbor. I think
Verona is hometown USA.
Yeah. Verona's hometown, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and we love Verona. It's our adopted hometown, I think.
Kids went to school there, so I'm kind of happy about that high school.
Go Wildcats, right?
Years ago it was the Indians. So they had to change it under the
good thing.
Somehow I could never, in Washington D.C., where you think they'd be more politically sensitive, some of the Redskins, but Verona changed.
I think that's more of an NFL thing than a Washington D.C. thing.
Well, I'm sure it is. Yeah. Well, that's true. You went to
Sun Prairie High School.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. Back in the old building, right?
Right, the old building. Yeah. I was talking with these kids, these middle school kids, talking about when we started the band back in 2002.
Yeah.
And today's 8th and 9th graders were not alive in 2002. So I just got blank stares.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, it puts perspective, because I'm Indiana, and my college went to the Final Four 2 years in a row in 10 and 11 in the final game, actually, which was amazing for a small school, Butler. And the coach went to speak at a grade school. And one of the kids goes, "I wish you were Peyton Manning." And the coach
right?
The coach said, "So do I."
Don't we all? Yeah.
I mean, right? There you have it. But you seem to have you're young. I mean,
okay, sure.
Trust me, you are. and you just have a reverence for that history, that.
It's so important to pay attention to where we came from, and I think the music does that for us. If you listen to our last album, Just Enough to Feed the Cows, it's all farming songs, whether they're about loving farming or hating farming.
Yeah, but
it's part of being outside and being with the family and being together and hard work.
Do you have an agent? I mean, it'd be so.
We don't know. Do you know anybody?
I do. But the point of it is, I mean, that's a theme that would just make you wonderfully loved around the country. I mean,
it is, and it's. I think the best thing that I was telling these kids is it's very accessible. I like pop music. I like the catchy beats and the stuff that comes out on pop radio. But it's not as accessible, And rap music, especially with a lot of what rap music is now, is how many cars I have and how many women I have and how big my house is, and that's not something.
And of course, in your case, you've had so many women, you just lost interest.
Well, I don't know about that, but you're absolutely right. I mean, it's this music is more accessible because people can reach out and touch it a lot easier than some other stuff.
Well, yeah, it's just soulful, and
right. I mean, that's folk music. Folk is just people. It's the people's music.
Well, I'm an old man, obviously, but Harry Chapin was my icon for
absolutely
many years, and died again tragically in a car accident, but. It just kind of brings out the soul and the heart and soul, which is kind of what, if you don't have that, I mean.
What's the point?
What is the point? you can live out of a box and hit another drive-through and pop in another hot hit.
Right.
But, something's lacking there. Maybe that's why you go to so many drive-throughs.
Might be why.
Plenty finer. We can figure something out in the last 2-minute segment. Maybe you can just vamp while I do the credits.
Sure, yeah.
Soggy Prairie Boys, The Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com. Looking for your creative commentary.
Talk radio will never be the same. The uncommon sense of Mitch Hank has been unleashed worldwide. This is the all-new Mitch Hank Show.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. We got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we've got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Mitch Hank Show. Once again, here's the voice of uncommon sense, Mitch Hank.
I want to thank Cody Finer from Soggy Prairie Boys. Always a joy because it kind of settled my blood pressure down because they're songs are soothing and nice and pleasant to hear, and what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
You know, so, and your next gig?
Tonight, right. Mr. Brews, and tomorrow, Mr. Brews on the east side, and tomorrow, Tuvalu in Verona.
What time's that?
Oh, probably 7-ish.
7-ish, yeah, that's fantastic. Which, you know, you can always record Arizona UCLA, so that'd be fine.
Right.
We want to thank the spacer Bob Keller, the Keller Estate Group for the space. Here in West Washington Avenue, check out his units for rental questions, leasing inquiries, Washington Court, Tuscan Place, really cool stuff. Fitting into the downtown landscape, 1, 2, 3-bedroom apartments, walk-ins, all this stuff. And on the west side, far side, Orchard Ridge, Seniors, Whitcomb Square, all that stuff is there. Go to KellerApartments.com, that's KellerApartments.com, or the Keller Real Estate Group. .com. Bob Keller, one of the really good people. Brian Messmer, our studio engineer for today, we thank his other half, actually Terry Barr, you know her. It's on a different station, although we're on a station now. But by the way, Madison Talkers, we're hoping to build the best podcasting website in the state. You can do a podcast, you can do your own show. And speak to the world, by the way. You got a worldwide audience live when you record, forever posted. Then on MadisonTalks.com, our homepage, your name is there, up in lights, click, and there it is. So the water's fine, let me know. Cody Finer, we're going to go to him for a minute and let him play out to the end, but I just want to say the Bob Bella's Wide World of Radio is next from 11 to 12, classic radio, all the greats. Enjoy that. This is Mitch Hank, and here's Cody. Just play to the very end.